This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
My Shalom, good Hanukkah, Friday Hanukkah. We are holding here in the middle of Perek Tes. And I just want to go back a second to a point that he made last time that I thought is appropriate, I guess, Hanukkah. He talks about the two halakim of the persons, the two nefashis, the nefesh ha-bahamas, nefesh ha-loikis, and the fact that the nefesh ha-bahamas, its mishkan, is in the lave, and that's why what it's trying to do is trying to, it's the all the midas, ros, and so on and so forth, whereas the mishkan of the nefesh ha-loikis is in Seichel, and his lashon is that this is where it's it's in the Seichel, and in the Chalei Manshim Bodam, Be'avas Hashem Kirish Ve'esh Mislaheves Ve'lei Maskilim Hamevinim Mispoinim B'daita Shev Moichom B'dvar Mo'ir Mesa'ab Chin Simchas Leibov Teferes Hashem, and so on and so forth. So he's writing very clearly that the nefesh aloikis sits in a certain hollow of the lave, and even though the way he describes it, he says it has two offices. Ach mekoyim mishkan nefesh aloikis hu b'moichin sheberoish u'misham mispash chalavarim b'gam b'lev b'chalal yimani she'im b'dam. So he puts down two nekudas where it is. I think it's Hanukkah, it's an appropriate time to discuss the difference between where Chachma went into took a wrong turn. We tend to think of Chachma as being absolutely good. The, like he says before, starts with Seichel and Moichin, and what could be wrong with that? So where did the things go off? So his point is the Nefesh Aloikis has two stations in the Moichin and in the Halal, of the Halal Yemin as opposed to Halal Small in the Leif. Now let's understand the difference. If you look at the way Aristotle pictured the world, so there is nothing out there other than a certain dry truth. The entity that we would call God, prime cause, or whatever, is to Aristotle a fact, and it's nothing more than a fact. There is no other over there. There is nothing there that is a being, in the sense that it has rotzen. So, Lemoshel, an atheist physicist is going to recognize that there are absolute laws of nature, and these laws are the toughest thing in the world. They're immutable. And those laws of nature are what they are. They are not anything other than a metzius. They are absolute emes. They're the most powerful thing in the world. And that's it. There's nothing else to be said about it. There is no possibility of a person connecting emotionally with those laws of nature. Those laws of nature do not have anything that would resemble Ava, Yira, anything like that. They're just the metzius. So Chachma is a tool that does not connect to anyone. Chachma is a tool that connects to myself. When I know something, I'm wise, and I like that feeling, and it's a good feeling. There's this strange way in which they describe eternal life by your understanding being caught up with the universal understandings of that are true, that gravity acts in a certain way, that light travels at a certain speed, that particles attract each other or repel each other. Those are absolute eternal truths. And the more I understand it, the more my mind is eternal. it's not a relationship with an other because there is no other. So the seichel becomes a tool that emotionally feeds back only to myself. I'm very smart and I know a lot of things and I'm very happy with that and I'm very proud of it. That's it. There is no other. Our understanding, and that's why the Kuzari, the way he quotes it, he says the higher being doesn't really care what you do. It probably doesn't even understand what you're doing. It is a metziah selyona. It's the first cause. It has in itself certain properties, but that's it. Our understanding of toiv requires a double grip on it. We need to grip it with seichel and with emotion. The seichel for us, so if you ask yourself, what is the seichel for a person who is secular, atheist, it's a kli that gratifies myself. So just art, if I like doing art, the primary purpose of it is to make me feel good. I enjoy doing art. When I produce a beautiful picture, I'm very happy with it. It just loops back to myself. It's not going anywhere. Masha'in came. When I do something to please somebody else, then I am connecting to someone else. For us, Chachma is the kli of Keshet Ribbono Shalom, because without Chachma, we don't have Ribbono Shalom here. The more I understand, the more I contemplate Ribbono Shalom, the more he is. And my connection, it becomes stronger, not because understanding in itself is a connection, but rather understanding allows me to connect to much more of the person. Let's give an example for that. And I think it's a very important color because the Rambam seems to say differently, and it seems to be a different mahalo. But let's understand it the way he says it. Imagine if I had to ask what is important. If I want to form a connection with a person, what are the important things? So people will say emotion. If I'm a cold person, not caring particularly, I'll have a hard time connecting to people. That's obviously true. The connection is done through emotion. So a person who's kind of cold, or if this person, I don't connect emotionally to this person, I'm not going to have much of a connection. But let's take a mushel to understand the flip side of it. Imagine there's a three-year-old nephew, grandchild, whatever, you know, put in the appropriate being. And I'm playing with him. And it's great. We have a lot of fun together. There's an emotional kesher. But the emotional kesher is only at the level of what a three-year-old can perceive. He doesn't get a lot of me. He just gets he just gets who I am at this stage. One of my children, when he was a young boy, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old, very friendly kid. He was in my mother-in-law's house, and Reb Chaim Grademan, Zichrono Livracha, was her brother, came to visit. And my kid was playing on the floor, marbles of some sort, I don't know, some sort of game like that. And he saw Reb Chaim come in, so he asked Reb Chaim, if he knows how to play the marbles, he'll teach him how to play. So he was in a good mood, Reb Chaim, and there was nobody else in the house. He locked the door, and he sat on the floor with him playing marbles. And when my son came home, he said, you know, he felt he did a big mitzvah today because there was this lonely old man that came to the house. Really, you know, it made him feel good. He sat and played marbles, and he was, you know, and so on and so forth. So yes, they connected, but they connected at the level of a five-year-old, a six-year-old. That's the connection. So when somebody says, and so I connect emotionally, but who am I connecting to? The Ribbono Shelam is whatever it is that I can be toifis. And if I'm toifis him the way a child is toifis, then that's my connection. If I'm toifis him with oimik and depth, that's where I can connect. But both pieces are critical. Without seichel is the rebbeinshem I find. Kefi the erech of what I understand, that's what rebbeinshem is to me. To feed the erech that this makes a difference to me, and that emotionally is something to me, that's where I connect. So his words are, v'hi avas Hashem kirish arz mistaheves b'leis maskilim hamivinim u'mizboinim b'daitam asher b'moicham b'dvar ma'or misava. They're able to understand things that are ma'or ava. V'chein simchas leivo teferas Hashem adar goinoi. So Simcha and Simchas Alev and Ava are two of the primary midas that should be nisoirer from a person's hezboininus into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when that's true, that's the chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yavan was the hefek of that. Their love of chachma produced a very smug person who it did not bring out emotions that were a chibur to anything, because there was no other thing. So Chachma never could become a kli for chibur, because they never ever pictured an other at the other side of that. That's something I wanted to add, I guess, apropos to today, and so on. Hineksiv, and you find also, just as a segue, you find all of these stories about how somebody saw kids learning Torah, and one kid wasn't shaking, and he said he's not a Jewish child, and so on. It's all around this nekuda that for us, sichlius has to be ma'orer a certain pnimius. And it was, this was like a last time, this was where Hasidim and Misnagdim parted ways, and the emesis both complement each other. Learning chachmurat islavos is not a chibur to anything. His slavos are at chachm is a chibur to something very minuscule, and that's it. Ach.
This now, Rabbi, I think Rabbi's spoken about or written elsewhere. That's why Yavan's connected to Choshech. Is that the same nekuda Rabbi's focus on?
In many ways that was a different nekuda about the Choshech stopping you from seeing beyond a certain point.
Right.
In other words, the same chachma where it closes the loop and says, since I understand how the mechanism of the world works, Bal Karchach, there is nothing else, which is the opposite. For us, Chachma is a ladder that climbs infinitely till it gets to the beyond. Okay, ach, hine ksivu lo'oymel oym yematz. There's another factor here also. So a person can have two different drives in a sweeping way, like we described, and they can coexist. It's not so difficult. So, Lamashal, a person has Lamashal himself. A person is a big researcher, and he's also a musician, and he likes music. It's not a terrible stira. So, we'll spend some time doing the music, some time doing the research. You find that it's not something that is really music exclusive. But over here it is. Achinek sevel oimel oim yematz. It says about Esav and Yaakov, they struggle with each other. Ki aguf nikar ir ktana. O kemoy she shnei melachim nilcham al ir achas. She kol echad roitze lekof she v'limachalea. Da haynu lehaniga she ketsoynoi. Vishu yisol mashmato b'chal she gzaleem. Kach shte anefosh as alokas yunus ha behamish v'aklipa. Lecham azu abzu al guf alayvarav. So this is an extraordinary understanding of the difference in those kolchos. When we understand wars traditionally, so the reason why I want to conquer a certain land, a certain country, is because I want to take their money. I want to use the people as avadim. I want to make them part of my army. That's what I really care about. But that I would want them to obey me for the sake of being obeyed is Midas Malchus in a certain sense. So let's say in a country like in America, where the laws are there basically to make sure everyone does the minimum they need to do, but people can think and yell and do as they want, there's much less of that. In the old days, or even places like in the communist system, it's not only the pshat that if you're going to talk against it and say differently, there's a gzeira, you might come to rebel. It's be'etzim, the desire for shulton, the desire to rule over something and have everything be b'tzalma or d'musay, is midas ha-malchus in a person. Hagab atzmacha. I want to show an example where this comes up even in daily life. A person has a child, or a person's spouse does something in a way that we find irritating. So my child does something which should take 2 minutes, except that he does it in a way that takes 10 minutes. He does it contrary to what logic dictates and so on. We get very irritated and we say, do it this way. Now, when we ask ourselves why, so if it's something that stares, so the marshal, he's packing a bag in a way that's going to fall apart. So there it's quite simple. The logic is simple. He's helping with the packing. The way he's packing, it's going to fall out. So I need him to do it right. So there, we understand as a tachlis. Less of a tachlis is that the child does it in a way that takes him much longer than he should do it. Or your wife does something, or your spouse does something in a way that's incompetent, ineffective, inefficient. And you correct the other person. But it's not something that's going to bother you in any particular way. So here you start saying that I want to help my child. I want to help my spouse. You know, it's really, now that's what you say. Is that really true? Is that what makes it so irritable? I can't stand the way you do it. That's not coming from a desire to help the other person. Very hard to describe that as chesed. The answer is we have a certain midah that we like things running the way we want it to run. I was once, there was a father came here with a son to yeshiva, 20-year-old boy. It was strange, you know, it's funny, you pick up things, he called once, and then I didn't get back to him, you know, a few hours he called again, I don't, okay, whatever. He came in, and he explained, he said he wants his son to come to yeshiva. I asked him where his son was learning a nice yeshiva. I asked him, is his son happy? His son is happy, he's doing well, but he wants him to change here because he has shittas, deis, whatever it is, I don't know. So I told him, you know, I would love to have, you know, more talmidim, it's wonderful. But if a boy is doing well in a good yeshiva, I would be very reluctant. And the more the conversation got, the less I was. And I said, you know, you really need to have a good reason why you want someone to change. And then he stiffened and he said, that I want is not a good enough reason. So Baruch Hashem, I then spoke to the son separately, and he said he has no havamin of coming. But he said it because I want. What do you mean? Why? But the reason is, so if a person's household is running in a way that you feel is batlanis and affected, but you have what you need. In other words, so where it affects you, so there's a makom taina. But the midah of shulton is a midah in a person. I like things going the way I want them to go. So a person who finds satisfaction in his own world, so his own world things run the way I learn what I want to learn, I do what I want to do. But that's the midah. So in the, if it had these two, had we understood the nefesh ha'adam as one, but there are just different drives, so they can live with each other. Sometimes I want to eat, sometimes I want to sleep. So depending on whether I want to eat more, sleep more, that's what I do. They're two different drives, and sometimes they may send contradicting messages, but they can live in harmony. But the difference between being a goofyistic person, and as a person who resists being ruchnius, because I don't want to be a ruchnius, but I want to be a goofyistic person, I want to live a life, or vice versa. So the la'oim la'yemats means it's a struggle of conquest, because each one wants the person to be Ketzalmik Edemusay. A Malchus is, and I spoke this once, Midas Malchus is different than a Shilton. A Shilton is rule, authority. Malchus is a realization of a certain value or ideal. It means all the bits and pieces fit into one vision. So in a monarchy, it's the king's vision, or the essence of the nation, however you describe that, that becomes it. In a democracy, there's some sort of idea, you know, France, England, America's, and, you know, this is really American. Whatever it is, it's a certain ideal that wants all the pieces in on it and wants to be quite for itself. So it's much more when a person resists becoming, changing, it's because the question is, what do I want to be? It's very different if a person has to kick a habit or whatever it is. I look at it as something, you know, I get rid of this habit or take on some good habit. But making a change to becoming, let's say, Ben Torah when you're not, it means requiring changing the person. And over there you get this struggle, who should the person be? So there's a struggle on shaloikis chafetza uritzayne shetihi levada mishal salmani gasoi v'cholivarin sel meshmosa ubetelim etzon legamri umerkave leha v'yu levush le'esav kineser ashal shalakad now. So it wants the person to reflect and represent what it is. And that's what the loikis doesn't just want the person should put on tzitzis, should this. It wants that the person's whole mahus should be tied. V'yia guf kuloi molei mem levadim v'lo yavar zor v'toichem chas v'shalom. So he wants the entire, and that's why it's a desire that goes to the entirety of it, because it's something that is it's a struggle for what the Tzuras Adam is. Is the Tzuras Adam Toiv, or Tzuras Adam is Ra? And this is why, Lamashal, Chazal have all these descriptions of Amala Sechareva, Mzumaleya, Zuchareva, Mzuchareva, Zumaleya, and we shouldn't talk about the Joshuaran and others. Why is it that it's an either-or situation? Why is it either-or? And the answer is, so Lamashal, countries that did not have an ideal, you know, there were empires, and they basically, they seek to expand to a point where they can never be threatened. So that was one goal. Or they wanted money or a shibud of others. But there wasn't the type of drive to be mashlit their understanding on everyone. And that's why communism was such a vicious force, because they wanted the entire world to be communist. It was part of it that mohus was a shelter, and it demanded, and that's why it wanted all people to believe something and to be part of something. It was, and it's ironic, they claimed to have deposed Malchus, and this was their great accomplishment, but they were Malchus in its embodiment. They tolerated no dissent, not because it's threatening, not because it's problematic, it's just because we don't want dissent. We want everybody to be this. So on the Gufa Adam, the same struggle of Loi Malom Yamatz is on the Tzuras Adam himself, and both Stadim want the entire person. They're not a particular, like I hear a particular Aveira or whatever it is. The so now he sort of sketches out examples of what is it that entire tzura that he wants to take over. The Hainu. Klas moichon shaboy shimualo mimuloim mechabad shebenefesh aloikis. So the nefesh aloikis wants that the entirety of the person should be filled with das alikim. So these three moichim are keneged chachma bin and das, and he sort of explains how each one is something that is a hemshich of this dveikas Hakadosh Baruch Hu. One. Chachma, she chachma, Hashem's ubinasoi, lisboinim begadlusar in cheke bein soiv. Ola hoilad mehen, aldea das, hayira bemoichoi, upach Hashem beliboi. So the first thing is, he wants the seichel and das of a person to be totally used for the hearing, understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We probably spoke about chachma being a das. Chachma is something that comes from the outside. Information, an idea, a data point. Chachma is something that came from the outside in. I perceived a certain phenomenon. I have a way to process things. All of that goes into chachma. Bina is when, by looking into it, I extrapolate, I understand, and so on. And das is the result that comes out of it. And therefore what? Where does it go to? What does that chachma go to? That's the basic haluka of chachma, bina, and das. So the chachma and bina that Nefesh HaLoikis wants is that the person should be mizboinim in the Gadlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Cheke Bein Soif, and he wants to be moiled through that emotions. The first tolada is not the maisim, it is the emotion and the senses that a person has. So that's the first thing that Nefesh HaLoikis wants with chachma and bina and so on. I want to add a point over here that I think people sometimes make a mistake or whatever. He's not talking about, can I learn how to do computers, or should I only be thinking in Torah? Is the Nefesh HaLoikis telling me only to think in Torah and so on? You have to separate between mechanical activities where a person is now trying to figure out how to get from point A to point B, how to make a parnasa. Those are not, those mundane activities are not the struggle. But the question is, in the big picture, what is the person trying to understand? What's the person trying to grasp? What's he trying to the hair? That's really where you have this issue. The small things of, it doesn't mean just sitting and thinking and learning. It means, what am I doing with my mind? What's the tefisa I want to have? Okay, I think we'll hold it over here. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Okay, good.